Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
To the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Thanks again to David Dwork for stopping by.
That's our go-to guy.
Go check out his work. He is excellent. The hockey news, boots on the ice for Panthers games, and does the hockey show. So always love when David Dwork stops by the program. Let's get to headlines, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers drop game one against the Toronto Maple Leafs. Sam Bennett, Toronto wants to take him away in handcuffs after his hit on Anthony Stolarz, who's out of the hospital, thankfully. He had to leave the game. They showed him vomiting. He also did take a blast from Sam Reinhart, a 90-plus mile-an-hour puck off his dome. Seth Jones, Etu Lostranen, Uvis Balinskas, and Sam Bennett did all score for the Cats. Brad Marchand with a pair of assists. Game two is on Wednesday. I went to Sam Bennett's Instagram page. His last post, of course, is tied to Benny's Buddies and the Humane Society, and it is a reel with cats and puppies, and this is what some of the comments are. Against your former teammate, that's a new low. Don't play hockey if you want to assault people. Jacob says, dirtiest player in the NHL. Sophia says, I hope you're suspended the rest of the series. Miguel, hey, man, why not go for a walk around Toronto today? See the sights. I think people would love to catch up with you. Can't tell if that's
a threat,
sincere, or if he wants to beat up Sam Bennett, which, by the way, Miguel, I got a feeling you do nothing against him.
Yeah. No, I think that was a genuine one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's good weather today.
Lorf says, I'd celebrate your career-ending injury more than a Stanley Cup.
Wow.
Jeez.
Speedy Sloth 99 says, Canada does not claim this guy button, and he's pointing to the like button.
Ah.
He's only got 187 likes on that, by the way.
Well.
Cassie, you deserve a suspension. You should be ashamed. DJ Dijon says, karma out to get you. Intentional elbow to the head of a goalie and a former teammate is not called for. Lexi says, dirty player. Let's hope you get your karma. Meow Meow Dan.
Oh.
Take Toronto off your profile.
Hey.
You don't get to banish him from his place of birth.
You're no longer from here.
Just out of curiosity, I'm not going to take nobody serious with Meow Meow.
Meow Meow Dan?
Right. You're going to get your ass kicked.
Meow Meow Dan, and also thanks for what you do for the Cats. The actual Cats, not your stupid team. Can't believe a beautiful organization dedicated to animals would support such a classless thug.
It's his organization.
he's donated a lot of money. Benny's Buddies.
How could you be so mean on something called that?
Benny's Matthew Buddies. Says, get Toronto off your profile. No one in this city respects you after tonight.
What?
One guy just goes with the clown emoji.
Didn't they love this guy during the Four Nation face-off?
He's definitely one of the guys that you love if he's on your team, and if he's not,
you hate him.
You hate him.
One guy says, "Hope you don't Elmo." Jesus Christ. "Hope you don't elbow these poor animals. They should put you in a kennel."
Jeez.
Wow.
Yikes.
"Smoky trousers" just gives him the middle finger emoji.
Smoky trousers. Yeah, I'm not taking you serious.
Maybe he does moonshine.
Wow.
Big Sugar Nasty says, "It wasn't intentional."
Big Sugar Nasty.
"Posting these animals acting like you have emotions, elbowing your teammate in the head because you can't score."
What?
He scores a lot. He's very good at scoring.
Sam Bennett is not a man.
Whoa. Who was that? Meow Meow Dan?
That was
he gets angry.
Steven Nicholas.
I can't read that one.
Oh, wow.
Scum of scums. "Canada does not claim you, you POS."
Are you making these up?
JPEG. Sure.
No, the account name. Like,
oh, no.
Scum of scum?
No. That's what Scum of Scum was written by Louis Caruso.
Oh, okay.
I haven't found another one. Then finally, 4 days ago, before this all happened,
what?
Beagle Bailey. "Such an awesome way to get these sweet babies a forever home. Way to go, Benny."
See, that's the kind of...
We love you, Beagle Bailey! This man helps the Beagles! Anyway, nothing's happening to Sam Bennett, but Canada is pissed.
I think we should fight that negativity. Go comment on this page if you're listening to us right now.
Yeah,
say, you know what? Good job, Benny.
Let us all flood to Sam Bennett's Instagram page, and we say thanks for saving the animals and for the cup.
Or you can go to the page and adopt a child.
A dog. Can you do that? Can you adopt a child on there, too?
I don't know.
Benny is really helping him out.
By the way, imagine we lose Sam Bennett as a free agent and he signs with Toronto. They're going to be like, "Oh, we love you, Sam. We love you so much." Anyway, NBA playoffs. Kind of a crazy night last night. The Knicks, they erased a 20-point deficit and beat the Celtics 108-105. The Celtics missed 45 threes, a record.
They built one of the best high-rises that you could ever see with the bricks there. Oh, my goodness.
The Nuggets, they beat the Thunder 121-119 in game one.
It's the first time in a basketball game that I saw a team up three, foul, put them on the line for two, and they end up losing.
Yep.
I've never seen a team foul. Usually they don't foul.
The Nuggets got a big-time game-winning three from Aaron Gordon. Jokic, 42 points, 22 rebounds, 6 assists. He's good. He's also the coach now.
Oh, he's coaching his ass off.
Aaron Gordon, second buzzer beater of the playoffs. I'm like,
oh, I know. Oh, that's right. He had the dunk, too.
Yeah, on the Clippers, right?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. I guess he does this now.
Was he in Orlando? Remember that finals against the Heat? He killed the Heat.
I know.
Was he in Orlando?
Yeah, it was Orlando.
He was.
Okay.
He was.
Like, when you think about it, you can't even think about the team he played with before, right?
Yeah, he was in
Orlando. It's hard, right?
He was in Orlando, but yeah, he killed the Heat in that finals, and he killed Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, he did.
Killed Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler does not play well against Aaron Gordon.
Nope.
Speaking of, I believe they're back in action tonight.
Can I just say something, dude?
Sure, man.
You know how it's like, you know, no pressure against him, but enough of J.J. Redick. Enough of this Buddy Hield, Jimmy Butler bromance.
Are you sick of it?
Oh, my God. You guys just got together like 6 months ago. It's like Bill Belichick and this girl. I'm like sick of seeing these guys. Like, oh, he's the Butler. He's Alfred. He's Robin. Shut up.
It's like your little hipster band goes mainstream because of Steph Curry. And so now nobody even knows that he did that already with Duncan Robinson, Goran Dragic, and Max Strus. Nobody cares.
I've seen it.
It does it with Buddy. Buddy's his buddy.
You know what? I've seen it with Max Strus. I've seen the tough love. I've seen the oh, I hate this guy, but I really love this guy. We get it, Jimmy Butler. Sick of seeing.
We even got our own hate.
We did? Oh, we're getting our own hate from Toronto fans?
I don't know. ONV. Oh. Embarrassing takes, y'all. Keep twisting yourself into a pretzel to defend that garbage.
Oh, yeah, that was during the last time. Yikes.
That was during, that's when David Dork was on.
Take it up with the league. Take it up with the league. What was the guy's name?
Loser McLoser Pants.
You don't have his name?
ONV.
ONV?
ONV.
Take it up with the league, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Paul Maurice's answer when they're like, what did you think?
Why does he look like Seth Rogen?
ONV.
Also Canadian, right? Is he not? Is Seth Canadian?
Ah.
Yeah. I would suggest that like, maybe he'd do a couple of crunches.
Is
something.
Meemaw a Leafs fan or a Habs fan or a Cats fan?
Ooh. Ooh.
Dude, let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like Meemaw come and sit down next to me while I'm watching sports and want to get caught up. She say, who are they playing, the Maple Leaf? Yeah, one Leaf.
One Leaf.
And they're getting their asses kicked.
Really thought they were going to come back though.
I did.
If they would have won that game, that's sweep city. They're not losing a game. If you don't win that game,
but then all of Toronto would have been more pissed.
Mm-hmm. But, oh my God! Could you imagine? They don't even care.
True win.
It is funny though. They don't even care that they won. They're like,
but that's why I said like one of the things I hate about what we do sometimes is. When making a point about a situation, sometimes whoever's telling the story only tells half the story. And then you can't come to a conclusion because you only got half the story. We don't know how much that hit affected Stolarz. But we do know an 80-plus mile-an-hour puck to the head and him trying to shake it off like a dog may have had some effect.
Yeah, like what if the safety board reached out to Stolarz and they're like, hey, like how are you feeling? He goes, I'm going to tell you, my head was ringing from the time that first period puck hit me
right
in the
dome. And here's where the other problem is when you go to these guys right after the game, even their coach, he doesn't know that.
No, because he's in the hospital. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know what happened. So, like... And when you see the coach respond like that, you see the players, then the fans, and nobody has the truth.
What the hell has that got to feel like?
What?
When you just take a puck that fast to your head.
I've taken a 250-pound linebacker running really fast.
How'd that feel?
Do
you remember?
Well, let's put it this way. When I looked up, I felt like I was at the Met Gala because it looked like everybody was taking my picture. Hmm. So I saw that. Then the trainer come over. The trainer goes, Freddie, he goes, hey. You know, they ask you basic questions. We didn't have all these tests now. It was the old four-finger deal, and they ask you a couple of questions. What quarter is it? You know, what down was it? Do you know who hit you? And when he said that, I said, Freddie, if I'd have known who hit me, I would have got the hell out of his way, right? He's all right. I said, no, I'm not. So, yeah, times have changed. I would say I would look at the situation differently if somebody responded after having all the facts. But the fact of the matter is, fans don't need all the facts. They're going to come to their own conclusion. But the coach knows. And if the coach would have came up and said, look, I thought it was on purpose, but I don't know if that causes injury because he got hit pretty hard earlier in the game. If he would have said that, I'm fine.
The hockey DA?
Right, I'm fine because at least he put all of the facts out there.
No, but like, look, let's be honest about it. Like,
right after the game, nobody knows.
But here's the truth about it. Like, if he can get Sam Bennett off the ice, like he's gonna whine about it. Like it didn't work, but if he can have a press conference, he's gonna be like,
Sam Bennett suspended. And what I would say to Toronto, and I'm gonna say this as kindly as I can, been married a long time to a Canadian. My mother-in-law is Canadian. She's so Canadian sometimes I can't understand a damn word she's saying. But I'm going to say this. You're barking down the wrong tree by thinking you're going to get the Panthers. Because, huh?
You bark up the tree.
See? I do a show with Jackass.
Oh, that's not what you do. That's how you.
Okay, barking up the wrong tree. All right? But I'm going to say this. Y'all don't play the kind of hockey that the Panthers play. And the last thing you want is the Panthers pissed off about something. So don't do that. Otherwise, you're going to, like, it's not going to be pretty. You're not that tough.
305 Florida Man says, Leroy has the dog in the tree barking down at the raccoon.
Oh. Oh, I see. Go ahead, jackass. It's pile up.
What, you've never seen a dog at the top of a tree?
Keep going. Yeah.
Okay. Let me know when Zeus gets up there.
Imagine Zeus on a tree.
Zeus would be mad. Like, I can't get down. I'm stuck. I'm stuck.
Dumb.
Apologize.
See?
Are you asking him to apologize or are you apologize?
I apologize. Oh. No, you don't! How you gonna apologize while laughing? She almost died in there from Marcos.
All your fault too, by the way.
No!
You didn't help me.
I didn't know what to do.
Pat my back, maybe. Make sure.
I mean, we came to that conclusion after the fact to say how are we gonna go about
this. You guys are not functioning underneath. Yeah,
careful.
No, he's trying to put a swoosh on his boot. That's what he wants. He wants to bedazzle his boot. Get the damn boot. It comes in gray and black. There's no other colors. There's no style.
Yeah, but I'm beating science.
No check marks.
You're not beating science. Oh, your whole calf science. Is black and blue. You look terrible. That ain't beating science.
No, I'm beating science.
Is beating you, by the way.
Yeah.
If you keep going this route, you won't have to worry about feeling your foot because it'll be gone.
I think you're supposed to also, like, you should put, like, on some sneakers or something.
And you
like,
should elevate.
I can't wear sneakers.
You should be elevated.
Do you need arch underneath that?
I think by the end,
no. It just should
black.
Be elevated so you can get the blood out of there.
You want to borrow my shoes?
The black and blue,
yeah.
The black and blue is where the blood is pooling. So you need to create circulation with ice and then elevation. The blood will flow back towards your heart. That's how you heal it.
Maybe he just wants his foot to match.
I'm blood. Running a 40 on Friday. Let's go. I'm beating science. Dude. Yeah!
Take a break.
If you had a healthy foot, you wasn't running a 40 on Friday. Stop lying.
You just got shamed.
Take a break. Back
I ain't
this.
Shame him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm really worried about him. I can't even go over there with you guys and look at it because it's like I saw it walking in today.
Nope.
And I was like, dude, I can't co-sign this. You're walking with your
blue foot.
Mm.
I've told him everything I told him to do is exactly what they told him at the doctor's office. I say, did you ice? He said, no, I couldn't. I said, did you elevate it? No, because my wife made me go to the store for rice and beer.
Believe her. I believe her. In the rain.
What kind of beer?
Modelo.
Pretty good.
Which one? Cinco de Mayo.
Nobody does this normal. Nobody hates Modelo.
Yeah, no, I didn't get the dark one. It was just a normal.
Is she Mexican?
You know, no, it's just Cinco de Mayo yesterday. Dude. You know, you have a little something, you know, a little taco here.
I walked him to his car the other day.
She did. Stole
my Fonz's girlfriend is a vegetarian.
Boo. Huh.
That's so random.
I mock her.
Boo.
Well, because when he's talking about Modelo and Cinco de Mayo, and I'm thinking, yeah, they had tacos yesterday.
My wife got one of those delivery meal things, and one of the options was steak tacos. Mm. And she goes, it has two options, tortilla or leaf wrap.
Oh no!
Hey! Oh no! Let me tell you, she got leaf wrap, and you almost lost your mind.
And I was like, I looked at her and I said,
"Better not see no leaf."
Do I look like a koala? So I left. I went to Publix. And I came back and got tortillas.
You got some tortillas.
What kind of tortillas?
Flour, corn,
run the mill.
Corn.
Flour is whatever the soft ones are.
Hey, question. I saw something yesterday I've never seen because I'm not a big taco guy, right? I'd rather the soft tacos than the crunchy ones because I don't want to make a mess.
But like,
right?
Corn but, or flour?
So here's, I don't know what the ones she eats because they're vegan, so they don't, but she puts them on a thing and heats them up. I never saw that. Heat up the shells. She goes, everybody heats the shells.
Hard shells?
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
Right. Mm. I thought I was being crazy when she said everybody heats the shell.
I've got to like restaurants where like the soft ones are heated, but yeah.
Yeah. No.
No. Here, that's
the soft ones come in the little brown thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some places they'll do there's a conveyor belt where the tortillas come out. I was like, oh, I like that. Yeah, it's good.
Where?
Dude, it's a place called Rosalita's.
Can I just tell you a conveyor belt with food of any type? Tobin is excited. He says, I don't even have to move.
All right, so we got this. So Tyreek Hill, he made a list of quarterbacks on his Snapchat. And
he loves social media.
He does love social media. But Tyreek Hill, he made his list, and this one seemed to be missing a certain name. Not that it was a bad list, because I think the quarterbacks that he picked were fair, but noticeably absent was one of his own.
He said, could I rank my top five quarterbacks? Lamar, Josh, Pat, obviously. No, this is no order, by the way. Baker Mayfield. And Joe Shiesty, too.
Joe
Burrow.
Hold on.
What?
Tyreek, as much as I love you, brother, you do your thing. I love how you get on the Instagram and do all the stuff on social media and go back and forth with your fans. You lost all credibility. I'm a Baker Mayfield fan. You've heard me say a number of good things about Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is not a top five quarterback in the league. You lose all credibility. You get 0 points. Good night.
Wow, good night.
Good night.
Good day?
Good day, sir.
Wow.
I said good day. Baker Mayfield, think of the quarterbacks he left out.
I don't know. I mean, Baker Mayfield, who's not in there? I mean, Jalen Hurts?
No. Ooh. I'm not even talking about Jalen Hurts. You can leave Jalen Hurts out of it, too.
Stroud.
CJ Stroud. Nah.
No, not yet.
Baker Mayfield.
How about St. Louis? I mean, the LA Rams.
Stafford.
Stafford.
Okay.
Old.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, though, his career started.
Jaden Daniels?
Ooh, that's cool.
I'd take him.
Yeah.
Jaden Damn you?
Jaden Damn you?
I like that.
I'm not even going to pick on you.
I like that.
So late you have to pick on me. You're laughing in my face.
Clip that, too.
But notice, forget about Baker Mayfield for a second. All of a sudden, Tua's not on his lists. What's up with that?
Listen.
Hey.
I'm not making a big deal about that, because here's the issue. You put Baker Mayfield on there and left maybe three quarterbacks that, like.
Yeah, maybe, but I think more, like, Baker Mayfield, what was he, third in passing last year? I think he was second in touchdown passes. He put up good numbers last year.
He did. I've never said Baker was a bad quarterback. I said the Browns kind of.
Whatever happened to Tua's the most accurate quarterback I've ever been with? Tua,
he had a down year.
I get it, but he's usually.
Maybe he's basing that. Maybe he's basing that off of last year.
Look, it's not a terrible list.
But Baker, I still would say, why don't you have Matthew Stafford?
Okay.
Or if that's the case, who had one of the top five seasons last year was Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold did have a good year.
Right. Fine, so if we're only going by last year.
He's keeping his guy out, though. All of a sudden, whatever happened to strike up the band, Tua's back.
I'm not going to make a big deal about that, right?
Maybe.
But at the same time, he's been the guy that pumps Tua up.
Yup.
So.
Right? Frog boy?
But I don't think it's that.
No, that's if Tua made a list, like, these are my top five wide receivers, and then left Tyreek off, it'd be like, huh, your own guy, huh?
Your own guy.
Sneaker said, y'all want athletes to be honest until they're honest.
Look. That's the thing, Schmeathan. It's not that, and that's why it's like, yeah, I guess it's an accurate list. But didn't Micah Parsons do this, and he left Dak Prescott off? I think it was Micah Parsons.
Yes, it was.
Maybe it was CeeDee Lamb. I don't remember which one. Maybe it was CeeDee Lamb on Micah Parsons' podcast.
Oh, true.
But they left Dak Prescott. It's like, yeah, it's honest, but that's not what Tyreek.
Dak Prescott was hurt as hell.
I know, but Tyreek Hill leaving his guy off when he's been like, oh,
he's been leading the charge.
Yeah. Tua was numero uno. This guy was talking up Tua before, when Tua was damaged goods, basically.
So now Tua needs to come out with a top wide receiver list.
And just put Jalen Waddle on it?
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, Jonnu Smith, Malik Washington.
That'll make headlines.
Wait, that's just on the Dolphins. I'm talking about the league.
That's how you do. No, but Cam Ward did that. Remember when Cam Ward was like going to get drafted by the Titans? He goes, oink, Calvin Ridley, oink. I like that. I like when players, you know, like, pump up their own guys. Like, I think that's a nice thing to do. You're right. It's, which Meehan says is right. It's honest. It's fine. Tua is not a, if you don't think Tua has ever been a top five quarterback, he's certainly not a top five quarterback right now off of that year where he gets hurt.
Right.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying.
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I tried to defend him.
But still, it could be a little. Because, look, hey, this guy, I know it was emotional, Leroy. I know, right? I know it was emotional, but this guy didn't say he wanted out of here.
I would also say that. How does he not have McDaniels on that list? Or Jaden Daniels, sorry.
Hmm.
Because that dude was awesome.
Hmm.
Also, like, I know Baker.
Tyreek says the truth and people get mad.
It's not really mad.
It's just confusing.
It's like.
Because he's been the biggest cheerleader for Tua. And now all of a sudden, rats off his ship. Maybe that's because it affected his numbers.
Peter's saying they clipped out the previous 10 seconds where he said he was not including Tua in the conversation. I went to his Snapchat. I went to his Snapchat. I didn't see any previous conversation because I saw the social media clip, and I went, I saw the story. I didn't see any disclaimer that he didn't include Tua. Hmm. I've yet to see this disclaimer that has been out there. So I don't know. Any disclaimer that's out there for Tua. I think he just did a list and he left Tua off.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't see that anywhere.
You're pulling up.
No, dude, I swear to God. I went and looked.
It sounds like you're pulling a Toronto
Because you know
make-believe.
How they disappear, like the stories disappear. How?
It was still up there this morning.
But like how many hours? Like, was
it up? I don't know. It was up there. It was 2 hours ago. I looked at it before work.
2 hours ago. I mean.
You got a Snapchat?
What's that?
You got a Snapchat for like journalism purposes?
I had it for Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah.
Red flag.
Red flag. He is the only person using Snapchat. I'm like, who uses that anymore? Usually you just
Tyreek uses Snapchat.
You're up to no good if you're on Snapchat.
Is that what you're saying?
That's 100%. How I feel.
I feel like that's where you do your shoe deals.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Because then you want to ghost the guy after you sell him the fake shoes. I just think you're either horny or you're doing something.
Now listen,
bad
we know how it's going. I mean, you know.
I don't see any stories saying that he had a previous thing, you know, disclaimer like that commenter was saying, because he didn't say that, dude. He gave his list and Tua wasn't there. I mean.
But he didn't. Somebody said.
Ooh, one guy on Twitter. Where's the video of that? Nobody's got the other video of that?
Okay.
Yeah. What, I also don't think this would be a story if he had that disclaimer. Be like, well, you know, he said.
Yeah, there's several articles on this, too.
Yeah, everyone who's covering it, no one mentions the previous story of him saying. But you know what? He's probably seeing his quarterback gallivanting around town. What's this guy?
Gallivanting?
What was he doing at it? Was he at F1 also? Of course he was.
Now he can't have a life, too.
Oh, like, my. This guy has the best life in the world.
I saw Jaime Jaquez was at F1.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was more
upset about that than I was, too, being on a boat. Because you want to know where Davion Mitchell was last night?
Where's that?
In the lab.
In the lab. Of course
he
was.
In the lab. That's where he was, dude.
All right. He's good.
He's about that life.
He is about that life. Where's Bam? Mm-hmm. Bam in the lab. He's going to become a Laker.
I think he's in Vegas. I think the Aces season just started.
Oh, no, they start next week. Preseason.
Training camp.
Oh, pre-season, yeah. I saw Caitlin Clark bullying some Brazilians.
If anybody sees Bam.
Oh, they beat the brakes off the Brazilians, right? They played a game at Iowa in her hometown.
Intangibles?
Where she went to college.
Yes.
Brazilians aren't intangibles.
No.
Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes are intangibles.
No, she played with the Indiana Fever.
Are the Indiana Fever intangibles?
Yeah. They're better than Iowa, but... You know.
Lady Hoosiers?
108-44 was the final score.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, she played. She played 16 minutes, had 19 points.
They almost scored as many as the Heat.
Gross.
Wow.
Speaking of the Heat, I believe the Heat have been cleared of infamy.
Jordos, what's that?
Think the Boston Celtics broke the record for most missed threes in a game.
What, did the Heat have that record?
They did indeed.
I didn't know that. Yes. We got a lot of bad records.
Yeah.
That 55 is going to be a hard one to get away from.
Jordo says he wants Tua to step up. This is a good thing. He's underperforming.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit of tough love from Tyreek, huh? That's the thing. If he was always a guy who was a straight shooter, it'd be like, oh, that's just, you know, Tyreek.
Well, that's another thing, is he's a troll, too. Like, I don't know. Like, you can't always take it serious. But one thing he has always done is pumped up his QB.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are the odds they've had zero conversation this offseason?
Zero. Well, no, I think they said that he's been in the – I think Mike McDaniel, if he's telling the truth, well, I have no reason to believe that he's lying. He said that he's been in the facility a lot.
Tyreek has.
It'd be, so you're saying other guys. You're saying like Tua and Tyreek see each other in the facility and they just keep moving, just keep like, it moving?
Just a nod.
There's no way that's possible.
I would say this.
My boy, let's go play pool.
All the stories around Tyreek, the one thing that everybody has been pretty consistent with is when he goes to work, he works. So it's never been a question of that. Good starting point. However, the other stuff, man.
Call that the old Antonio Brown. When he was there to work, he was working. Some of the best, fastest routes ever. But then,
he once froze his feet, dude.
That's too fast.
Which is about a
not
step
putting
away.
The socks on.
Yeah, it's about a step away from what you've done.
Yeah, he came back. We're beating science, baby.
Dude.
Didn't beat science.
Hold on.
He was out weeks.
Hold on. Let me please... I want to emphasize this.
Super Bowl champ.
You're not beating science because you've done absolutely nothing to get better.
I ditched the crutches already.
You need the boot.
I need a little brace.
I feel like frogs generate cells.
Have you elevated your leg once?
No.
No.
And he's got to, you got to work later.
Yeah.
Order the boot.
Work doubles all week.
Can you just
get a boot.
Take an anti-inflammatory. Get some ice.
No,
put your leg up. And put it, just do it. Do this. If you don't want to get the boot, please ice your leg.
So yes.
He's not listening.
He's an idiot.
So you think I'm beating science?
No. You're.
Dude. I agree with you.
Can I just say this?
Yeah. He's going to get dissected for breaking ice.
You're the person that has to get their foot cut off.
What?
And they wonder why.
What?
Okay.
You know, gangrene is not a frog thing. Like, yeah, I know you like being green, but like that's not good for you. Dude.
I thought that was trending.
No,
nah,
you can
right
only
direction.
Get gangrene from a cut or something like that. But
I'm be cutting it up on the field on Friday.
No, dude.
Come check me out on what is it? Smoking the cigars on the water with the whiskey.
Oh no, he's already talking gibberish.
Yes.
Put a brace.
Whiskey stars and cigars.
I'll be there and you guys watch. If anybody's interested in my health, I'll be running cone drills at Stars.
No, you won't.
Whiskey stars and cigars.
No, you won't.
Yes. I'm bringing my cones. Leroy, bring your whistle.
You're at Tabacone?
Yeah.
Dude, can I just tell you?
Chop, chop, chop.
If you don't have that boot, you know what you're going to be saying?
Yeah.
Guys, can't make it. My foot swole up. Here's what you have to understand.
Yeah.
When you injure your foot or your hand, there's a lot of little bitty tiny bones in your hand and your feet. If it doesn't heal properly and one of those bones hits like a nerve or a vessel or something like that, you can get real complications. So you got to let it heal.
Take a break. Damage is done, my friend. Aside from Marcus's foot.
Aside from that, honestly.
What's next?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Whiskey Stars and Cigars, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, back this Friday at Tabacon at Plantation Walk, beginning at 6 p.m. Talk sports unfiltered with the WQAM sports staff. Enjoy a whiskey. Are you okay, Jennifer?
Hey, Chris.
No.
Chris Atkins over at Edmore's. I need to come get my car taken care of Oil change.
This isn't a...
No, well, he can do it. See, yeah. We're ad-libbing on the line. That's what they want, baby.
Hey, they sponsor it. So, can I... If I drop my car off, I need you to bring it to Tabagon and give it back to me.
All right. Well, now she's right. Now it's like you're using an answering machine.
I really hope he answers.
No registration is needed. You guys can just stop by Whiskey Stars and Cigars at Tabacon and Plantation Walk this Friday starting at 6. It's free. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Automall, your 2024 Dealer of the Year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks. Visit them online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend. Let's get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Mine goes to Kendrick Perkins.
Oh, Perk.
Kendrick Perkins tried to walk back yesterday, putting Dwayne Wade below James Harden on his all-time shooting guard list. And what I have to say to Kendrick Perkins is, too late. You know what you did. And just because you somehow wanted to go on there with a take to put your guy, James Harden, who, by the way, I mean, you said yourself, he was too busy at the strip club during the 2012 finals. He was awful in that series. You guys got top hat and monocled. Dwayne Wade's got one of his best dunks ever right on your head, Kendrick Perkins. You remember that one? The spinning one? Yeah, that was good.
So good.
So, I'm sorry, Perk. Damage is done, my friend. Too late.
Damage is done, my friend.
Can he come back and say, my list is fluid. Fluid.
What do you got for damage?
So, I know for a fact that I'm going to be the center of much laughter, ridicule, and whatever.
You've been on a roll today.
But before that happens, I would just like to say to old Dum Dum there on the other side of the window.
Is that me?
Your foot is black and blue. It's swollen like crazy. You put a tourniquet on it with that TV wrap you got. And then, you have the audacity to put a copper fit on your leg and think it's helping.
It's good enough for Jerry Rice. It's good enough for me.
Jerry Rice's ankles isn't black and blue.
Not because he wears copper fit.
It's been 2 hours of this.
Elevate your leg. He says, if I elevate it, I'm going to be like Bobrovsky. And I'm like, no, you're not. Like, stop. Meanwhile, part of the reason why he's not elevating it because he can't lift his leg that high. Put it on the little chair. Any type of height will help.
Sit like this during break.
Ottoman. Right. There's an ottoman here. I can put it on that.
No, put it on the chair because the chair will move a little bit. But he thinks he's beating science.
I'm beating science.
Meanwhile, it's a week ago, and his foot is still black and blue, which means no, you're not.
It's a bad injury, but I'm beating science.
Whenever you say black and blue, I think you're going to do some sort of poem, and I feel like you should.
Oof.
Maybe he'll listen.
Oh, my God. Like, you know what? Like a coach used to tell me, I can coach men, I can coach women, I can't coach stupid. You, my friend, or being ridiculous.
Dade South.
Coachable.
Dade South puts it well when he says, you have to use science to beat science.
No way.
It's not like Jalen Phillips is showing up. He's not using no ice, no hyperbaric chamber. He's just attacking his rehab the right way.
Marcos is highly a doctor.
I thought you'd be more supportive of this toughness I'm exhibiting.
You're not experiencing toughness.
Yeah, I haven't missed a day. Well, not because of this, at least. Not because of this. I haven't missed a day of work.
This is the only thing we told you to miss a day for.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't listen to us. Jennifer, your damage?
Well, aside from Leroy being the center of all our laughs later, you are the center of why I'm still coughing. You guys didn't help me when I was joking.
Wow.
Are you still using your throat?
Because we didn't know the proper way to attack the problem.
Damage is done.
And by the time we came up with a solution, we put our heads together, we came up with a solution, you were okay.
I could have. Tears were falling off my face.
You weren't coughing anymore, though. And then we came to the conclusion, yeah, we could just have whacked her on the back. But you were done.
You guys
did
not function underneath these very intense moments, okay? Be better, okay?
I mean,
jeez. Wow.
Sometimes it gets tough.
I would have helped you.
Yeah, but.
You can't say anything because you know I would.
Mm. No, I can't.
You can't say
anything. What are you going to do for him?
Sometimes you are extremely.
I'm taking care of both of them many times.
Sometimes you are extremely unaware of the circumstances surrounding this show.
All I ask is for a pat in the back or something. Acknowledgement that I'm choking in the corner.
What
made you choke, by the way?
I was drinking water, and this dum-dum over here
want to put a swoosh on his boot.
But can you really choke on water?
And then, mind you, I spit out my water.
Wow.
It's all over the floor. They're laughing at me. I'm choking in the corner.
Yeah, super gross.
And these two dum-dums did nothing besides talk about the boot and the swoosh.
No, swoosh. We were talking about how do we attack this.
Mm. No, you didn't. You ignored me and continued talking about his boot.
Mm. Couldn't do the Heimlich. Mm. So that's what we were first thinking, using our professional experience.
Look, let me tell you, there's many things that could have been HR-related, and you guys still did it, okay? This moment of life or death?
Mm. All right.
Damage is done.
Froggy, what do you got?
Now I feel bad.
Mm-hmm, you should.
Well, plenty of candidates for my damage is done, so I'm going to rattle off a couple that I'm sure you'll agree with. Anyone who wore ridiculous things to the Met Gala yesterday, you're not fashionable, you're stupid.
I didn't even know that was happening yesterday.
I do love Andre 3000, but he wore a piano on his back.
Oh, he did.
I want to see that.
Literally just a piano on his back.
Question, do people that, whatever you wear to the Met Gala, is that just supposed to be like a museum thing? Or people, or this is something that people
It's like,
wear
that's what they do to raise money, and it became like a huge thing.
Because who would wear a piano on their back?
I like it.
You like the piano on the back?
I like it.
I wonder how much it weighs.
Well, I mean, obviously it's made of something lighter, but it still can't.
Yeah, but still it doesn't matter.
Yeah, like, it has
Victoria's
to be.
Secret wings weigh like
That's
40,
the point, though.
Pounds.
You're not supposed to, like, if you just show up in an outfit, it's like, what's the fun in that?
He looked like he's just going to put that thing down and start playing music.
I wonder how his back feels.
Is this the one where Lady Gaga showed up in meat?
Yes.
Yes.
Really? No.
She looked better.
Didn't she do the meat for like a VMAs or something?
I can't keep up.
She looked better.
He took it off later.
She got some work done.
He took off the piano? Really? Well, because how is he going to sit down?
I think he played it.
Yeah, the meat was at the VMAs, but I mean, you went full meat dress for an MTV award? Jesus, Lady Gaga. Grow up.
So you don't like fashion?
Don't like fashion, except...
Except for when he wants to pick out a boot.
With a swoosh on it.
That's not fashion, though. That's just like, how ridiculous can I be?
Nobody's going to look at your boot and say it has no style. Boots come in black and gray. Pick one, get the boot, and heal.
If it's good enough for Jerry Rice, it's good enough for me. My other...
You know Jerry Rice gets paid for that, right?
What?
You think he just said, this is so great, I'm going to advertise it for free?
Mm-mm. I'll speak to Jerry.
You are a damage.
We'll get to the bottom of this.
Dude, we tried to get advertising for Roo Balls.
Mm. That's true.
What are you talking about?
Never asked back to a sales meeting. we'll take a break. Sam Bennett is speaking to the media. He has addressed his thuggery. Wow. Back after this.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.